Taiwan's society is built on a culture made in ancient China. They don't know how to look at someone and say, you need to grow up and do better because you can do better and you must do better. And I believe in you and I will accept nothing less from you. They never talk that way. They don't know how to talk that way. If you say that, they don't know what you're saying. Just last night, I was at the skate park and I was there with a kid who's very friendly to me. We've talked in the past. And he was at the half pipe and he kept falling off his board and the board starts flying in my direction. And the third time that it happened, I walked up to him. I said, what are you doing wrong? I said, why do you keep making the same mistake? He said, I'm making mistakes. And I said, I know you're making mistakes. What's wrong? He said, I'm skating. That's what's wrong. I said, no, you stop skating and then you'll skate. Well, that doesn't make sense. What mistake are you making in the skating? I keep messing up. It's like the kid has been programmed, like maybe you might recognize from some people you've known, that when that the adults or the coaches or the teachers or the authorities for someone look at someone makes a mistake, the authorities come along, whatever, and they say, what are you doing? Pay attention, you jerk, you know. And they just vomit on them in, I think, Sartre's blamer mode, the five modes of communication. Just, you're bad, you're horrible. And they don't know what it's like to have a coach that says, okay, what's the problem? Let's do better. And so I'm asking the kid what he can do to improve his skating game, so to speak. And he thinks I'm just yelling at him and am trying to find creative ways to demand an apology. The kid doesn't need to apologize for anything. He messed up because he's trying. That's awesome. But he couldn't understand that because the idea of helping someone get better and improve when someone's making a mistake is a completely foreign concept. Listen to me. No. Look at me. The idea is absent in Taiwan society. Zero. It's not rare. It's nil. It never happens. So I kept working with the kid. I just finally he wouldn't answer me. So I said, okay, I'm going to help you. So I explained through action, not just talking and babble. So I said, I'm going to help you now. So I helped him go on the half pipe up over here, ran with him back and forth. I do this with a lot of people. He wasn't pumping at the right time. He was standing up after he started to go up the ramp. If you know what that is, I'm not going to bore you if you're not a skater, but there's a certain time you got to stand up and kind of jump. That's it. You know, skaters, they go up and down. There's this big ramp, looks kind of like a U. It's called a half pipe. It's like a pipe, a giant pipe cut in half. And they go up and down and back and forth. Okay. The way they go up, they've got momentum, but they're also supposed to jump while they're still down. And this guy wasn't jumping while he was down. He was waiting to go up to jump, but you can't jump up when you're already going up and the board's on your side. And so the board was flying out from under his feet. And as I said to him, I said, you can't keep making the same mistake and not change something and keep trying things the same way. I mean, doing things the same way over and over, expecting different results is insanity. In fact, like that's real. Like psychologists, counselors, social workers, if they're trying to decide if someone could be a mental case, they look and see, does this person adapt? Does this person change? Does this person try things a different way when they fail? Or does this person keep doing things the same way without changing, as if something different is going to happen? That is part of the test of insanity. So, but like I always say, you know, ancient Chinese culture comes from Confucianism, which is just about brainwashing and running away from forgiveness. They believe forgiveness is impossible, so you never ask someone to apologize because it comes from the assumption, Confucianism, the core of Confucian philosophy, is predicated on the silent assumption that forgiveness is impossible. So we lie about our mistakes. We act as if they're not there. We blindly, intentionally use dogma to parents. There's a word for it in Chinese. It's called xiaoshun. And this guy hasn't been learning how to find problems so he can overcome them. So I'm with him there and I'm like, no, you got to jump here. He couldn't change because their society brainwashes people to never change. It's weird. Like, really, it's weird. So I kept going back and forth. I'm, no, you got to jump here, not there. I think I did it like 3 or 4 times with him and finally got him to jump in the right place. It was a miracle. He's Taiwanese, actually did something different. And he loved it. I wasn't telling him he was worthless. I wasn't barking at him like a dog. I just helped him get it. He started going up a little bit higher. I also told him, you're pushing yourself too high. You're jumping to go high rather than to go stable. You've got to make sure that you launch into the air on the right foot, not just try to get high and then don't know what you're going to do. It's not about going high. It's about having the stability that you'll be safe no matter how high you go. And so he's getting this and he appreciated it. But it was a different experience for him because someone actually talked about him doing something wrong. And so that someone didn't eat him alive. So it's like, wait a minute. Someone tells me I was wrong about something. I'm supposed to get yelled at and feel miserable. I don't feel miserable, but I did something wrong and someone talked about it. Something's not right. It was all emotionally off. So I showed him the Rocky excerpt that Royu and I made Saturday. You know, from Rocky Balboa 2006.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a mean and nasty place. And I don't care who you are, me, you, nobody's going to hit harder than life. But it ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. Not point fingers saying you're not where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. You're my blood. Make sure you say hi to your mother.
Okay, you know, those things never come together in their society. And the problem with this video, it's like, why don't you have this video in Taiwan? Why is it such a big deal that a video from 2006 came out in Taiwan? Why is that a big deal? The Chinese translation for that part of the video is nonsense. It doesn't say any of the ideas that make the speech valuable. It rephrases it so it's like he's talking about, you know, not quitting. It's like he's talking about being better, but it never talks about personal responsibility, accepting the fact that life's hard and not being angry about it and doing your best anyway. It is complete. The Chinese translation makes little subtle changes and completely wipes out any idea, even close to that. So Royu, the Olympic aspiree, translated it from his understanding, being pretty well fluent in both English and Chinese. You know, having two first languages means that both of them are not amazingly excellent. Okay, that's part of the cost. Everything has a cost. And we got it up on YouTube. Right away, YouTube made a copyright claim but allowed it. Yep, they say, you're using someone else's material, but that's okay. It's cool. Of course, I linked to the video and other things to the trailer and gave credit. But the issue was, no, it's got the original Chinese translation. Well, you want to go find the video. YouTube.com/JCUSATW. That's the username. I use that for my Twitter account. Not Twitter. I use that for the Instagram account. And I also use that for the YouTube account. For my Taiwan account. So I'm telling you what, Taiwan needs to hear this stuff. And Royu got it translated and, we put it up on the channel and, you know, he's appreciating it. And I've already gotten comments from Taiwanese. They never hear this kind of stuff. I show this to my Taiwanese friends. People are commenting on it on the video. Taiwanese never hear this. They never hear it. And because they never see that, they never have it explained in their own language. The translations hide it. Because of that, they don't understand us Americans when we come over here. But maybe that's going to start to change. See you tomorrow.